The coalition, I know, has been working on a new shelter in Concord for some time now, and it's under construction. When do you expect that to be up and running?
We are hoping that it will be finished by the end of February.
Okay. In the meantime?
In the meantime, we fortunately have the use of St. Peter's Church again this year. Christ the King Parish has been very, very generous for the last, this will be the third year in a row that they've offered that space for the shelter.
Since you don't have that permanent shelter yet, are there other alternatives that people are seeking? You know, where else can they go?
Well, in Concord, there are two year-round shelters. That's the Salvation Army McKenna House serves individuals, males and females, and the Friends Program serves families. And so they're open year-round. This mm-hmm. winter shelter, the idea started, I think it was 14 or 15 years ago, when First Congregational Church and South Congregational Church opened their doors to run a shelter. And they did that for over 10 years until they finally said they couldn't carry that burden themselves any longer and they needed the community to rise up and find another solution.
Can you tell us about that need, why there was a need for a winter shelter when there are two permanent shelters in the city?
Well, both of those permanent shelters are often full. I think they are full almost all of the time. And I will say the additional need in winter is that both of the permanent shelters have strict criteria for using their shelter. You have to be sober. They will do random drug testing. So if you arrive under the influence of anything, you can't stay at those shelters. The winter shelter in Concord has traditionally been what we call a low barrier shelter. So as long as your behavior is not disruptive, you can arrive under the influence of something and still be welcomed.
And how has that need changed over the years?
I think there's a lot more opioid use than there was, obviously, 14 years ago. And there's still a lot of people who are addicted to alcohol who will use the shelter.
What is really challenging in regards to Concord's homeless population in particular?
Well, I know that Concord definitely feels like people end up here after being released from the state institutions that are here, the prison and the New Hampshire State Hospital, that people may have come, originated from some other part of the state, ended up in one of those institutions, and then get released to Concord and just stay. So I think people feel like a disproportionate number of people who are very vulnerable and need some help getting back on their feet and getting back into society end up in Concord. And that we don't necessarily have enough resources to take care of everyone, to help everyone get back on their feet.
So what resources do you think are needed to kind of tackle that particular problem?
Well, I think in general, there's a lack of affordable housing, that people who are earning low to moderate incomes or very low incomes cannot find an apartment. For people coming from homelessness, especially people who are chronically homeless, which means they've been homeless for over a year and also have some kind of a disabling condition, they will typically need some kind of rental assistance. Even if there were enough affordable apartments, they're going to need extra help to be able to pay the rent if they're not able to hold down a job because of their disability.
Over the long term, what do you see as a solution to the homelessness problem here in Concord?
Permanent housing is absolutely the goal that we're aiming for. Shelters, especially in winter, are critical. I don't want to downplay their importance, but they are just a Band-Aid. They don't solve homelessness by any means. Person is still living under tremendous stress and insecurity, even when they're in a shelter. So we're focused on permanent housing as the solution. And right now, our focus is on how permanently housing people who have been chronically homeless. So like we were saying before, homeless for over a year and having some kind of disabling condition. And the way to accomplish that is to provide rental assistance to the person so they can afford an apartment in Concord, as well as some intensive caseworker support, because it can be a difficult transition. If you've been living in the woods for 20 years, we had a client who had been living by the river for 22 years before he finally was housed close to a year ago. So that's a huge change in your life.
Ellen Groh is the executive director for the Concord Coalition to End Homelessness. Thanks so much for joining us.
All right. Thank you.